2025 has started out as a grim year for air travel. Recent air disasters have raised concerns about aviation safety that could affect travelers' confidence as spring and summer travel approaches. And spring break is just around the corner. Many families and college students are planning their getaways, but are unsure about safety issues. On top of that, inflation is driving up travel costs. Higher ticket prices, accommodations, and dining are all taking a bigger bite out of budgets. However, there are still ways to save money on travel. We've got tips on how to save money and how to get the most for your travel dollar. Additionally, trends show that many travelers are opting for less crowded destinations or longer stays, which can offer better value. And we look at where people are headed this spring and summer and whether you should be booking those trendy spots. Fox 11 News In Depth starts right now. Hello, everyone. I'm Hal Eisner. This is Fox 11 News In Depth. The year 2025 has witnessed a series of aviation tragedies that have raised significant concerns about air traffic safety. You know, from a mid-air collision that happened in Washington, D.C., that killed 67 people, to incidents like engine fires and a number of other crashes, it's been a rough start to the year. We wanted to talk to someone with a huge aviation background, so let's say hello to Captain Rusty Amer, the CEO of Aero Consulting Experts. Rusty, I've known you a long time. I know that you stay on top of these things. And I'm sort of wondering, what is it that you see in that particular accident that has shaken the confidence of some air travelers? Happened at the end of January.
Hello, Hal, my good friend. Yes, we've had a pretty rough start of the year. After having a tremendous 16 or 17 years of absolutely no crashes, no lives lost, except for one person, I believe, a few years back that got sucked out of the window of an aircraft. But other than that, we had a tremendous safety record in commercial aviation. But sadly, all of that was shattered starting with the crash in DCA.
And that involved a helicopter and a passenger jet, an American Airlines passenger jet. The NTSB jumped on this very quickly, but how do you think something like this happened, especially over such a populated area?
Well, you know, a lot of us who had flown in and out of DCA, aware of what it was even in the good old days, and now with the event of hundreds of helicopters flying, as I called it, helicopter alley, we were kind of expecting something bad to go on. And sadly it happened because DC is the most congested, complex airspace perhaps in the world, because when you think of all the prohibited areas that we can't fly over, the weather patterns of the Northeast, and then lust for air travel in the DC area. Everybody wants to go fly in DCA, whereas we have that fantastic airport in Dallas, not too far away, but convenience of the DCA attracts a lot of, especially the ones who have a lot of power.
But let me interject real quick. That just started the year. And then that was followed almost daily by a litany of crashes and accidents. Does this just seem like a uniquely horrendous air travel year?
Well, it looks like we ran out of luck. Now, the small crashes here and there, close calls happen every day in aviation. But most of those close calls are actually telling us that the system actually works because we come close, but we never have any issues. But for some reason, we just basically, like I said, we ran out of luck.
Well, we're hearing statistics that say air travel is still very safe. So how can travelers sort of wrap their brains around that when we see this?
It's hard to explain to folks that see these scenes on TV, on their cell phones, and happening one after another. But technically, if you go back to what we've always said, comparing your car, your vehicle on the freeway to air travel, commercial air travel, we're absolutely tremendously safer than your car. If we had to do the same thing with your car, first of all, there'll be basically three car manufacturers in the world. Maybe Chevy, Mercedes-Benz, and a smaller one, let's say Volvo, making cars. And the car that you drive would have to be in the shop half of the time. In other words, 15 days a month, it'll be in the shop, being looked at. Then you get to drive it 15 days. And then on top of that, you would have to have dual controls in your car and another experienced driver sitting next to you before you can drive. And then on top of that, a police car with radar will be following you every step of the game. Make sure that you follow all the laws of the highway. And then furthermore, every 6 months, you have to go to a doctor, get checked from head to toe, and then get a new driver test before you're allowed. So if you compare that, your car on the freeway and an airplane, we're still extremely safe.
Right, but one could say, though, there are a lot more cars on the freeway than there are planes in the air. And just having even dipped our toe into this, the Federal Aviation Administration announced plans just this week to install enhanced safety devices at more than 70 airports to help detect when a runway is occupied. What difference might that make in our air travel safety situation?
You know, we've had that technology for a while. We have that particular technology in some of the major airports, Los Angeles, JFK, Chicago, Denver. We may not have it in smaller airports. So, by the way, we have tremendous experience air traffic controller and it at our major airports. It takes a longer time to train an A-level air traffic controller than it takes an experienced pilot to train. Okay. So these guys are doing fantastic. These guys.
I only have 30 seconds here, Rusty, but I just have to ask you a short answer here. What about recent cuts to support staff at the FAA? Could this make flying less safe? Short answer, please.
Absolutely. That's the terrible thing. We already fired 11,000 air traffic controllers in 1981. We never recovered from that devastation.
Well, Rusty Amer, Captain Ross, as he's more formally known, thanks so much for joining us. Always good to see you. And coming up next on Fox 11 News In Depth, we talked to a travel expert about how to get the most for your money and protect your rights when you fly. Thanks for watching. We'll be back right after this break. Welcome back to Fox 11 News In Depth. I'm Hal Eisner. With all the breaking travel news going on, some people may be rethinking their vacation plans. What's uppermost on vacationers' minds right now are things like inflation, higher costs for flights, hotels, and incidentals like checked baggage. And there are questions about some beloved vacation locations like national parks. Travelers may be looking for reassurance and how to get the most for their money. So helping us sort through some of those questions is our next guest, the founder and CEO of Points Path, Julian Keel. And Julian, good to see you. Thanks so much for joining us. And first of all, tell us a little bit about Points Path. It's something that, as I understand it, will help people get the most from their money, right?
Actually, yes, for their frequent flyer miles. A lot of people have, you know, tens of thousands of miles and they don't know how to use them. Points Path is a browser extension that runs on top of Google Flights, and it adds the points prices for each flight in frequent flyer miles next to the cash prices, and then tells you for each flight which is the better deal. Should you use your points or should you pay cash and save your points for later? Trying to help people to figure out what's the best deal.
So whether using points or using money, how expensive is travel getting? I mean, how far down in our pockets are we having to reach?
Well, you know, if you asked me that question a month ago, the answer would have been very different. At that point, airlines were looking at record profits, strong demand. The situation has really changed in the last 30 days because of a lot of uncertainty in the economy. As you have talked about in your earlier segment with Captain Ross, some people have been very shaken by the crashes that we've seen in DC and in Toronto. So we are seeing softening demand. Delta reported a week or two ago that they did expect lower demand for the summer season and throughout the year than they had originally projected, as did the other airlines. So I believe that we are actually going to see some softening of prices here in the next few months. People are just not ready to open their wallets given the situation out there. And so it may be a good time to grab a great deal.
Well, on that point, we just heard about Southwest Airlines taking away free checked bags. Do we think this is a trend to add, for lack of a better term, more nickel and diming to travel?
You know, Southwest taking away checked bags is actually catching up with the rest of the industry, who have been charging for checked bags for many years now. Southwest always considered that sort of their ace in the hole, the way that they would differentiate themselves. But Southwest's business model has really sort of hit the cap, if you will. They've grown as big as they can using that sort of differentiator. So, and people don't realize that when they had those free checked bags, they were actually paying more for the ticket than they might for other airlines. And that's because that bag fee was basically baked in. It was bundled into the ticket, whereas other carriers had already unbundled it along with other fees. So basically hoping that even though they'll be charging for checked bags, that they'll be able to lower their ticket prices because people who want to check a bag will pay extra for it and be more competitive across the board with other carriers.
You had some suggestions when it comes to taking advantage of price drops. Can you explain that a little bit?
Absolutely. There is only really one silver lining that came out of the pandemic when it comes to airline travel, and that is that most airline fares, both cash and points, are now cancelable without a fee. The one exception is basic economy fare. So be careful when you're buying a basic economy fare. But if you buy any other fare, main economy, business first, premium economy, you can generally cancel that ticket and get a credit without paying a fee and then use that credit to rebook. So with that in mind, the strategy is go ahead and book a flight when you find a decent deal, and then keep looking. Don't stop looking, because if you find a lower price, you can cancel that ticket and rebook it at the lower price and capture that lower cost. So that is the play right now. And there's a lot of tools out there like PointsPath that can tell you when prices drop. Google Flights does it as well. So use those tools, use that technology to your advantage to really score the lowest price you can.
Let's talk about real IDs. I mean, that starts in May. It's something really every traveler needs to know about.
So real IDs, people may not be aware that a standard driver's license may not be accepted at TSA checkpoints after May 7th. You may need a real ID driver's license that comes with additional security precautions. Now, here's the important thing to note. Number one is this deadline has been pushed for 20 years. I don't think it will be pushed again. I think this one is for real, but the TSA has already said they expect to phase it in. So you're probably not going to get turned away if you don't have the right ID, but it is time to sort of look at getting a real ID so that you know you're good. Another thing to keep in mind is that a driver's license or state ID is not the only way to get through a TSA checkpoint. You can use a US passport. You can use a global entry card. There are actually over a dozen different options listed on the TSA's website as acceptable ID. So before you go to the airport, take a look at that list. Make sure that you've got something that won't give you a trouble.
We're running a little bit short in the segment, but yeah, last segment we talked about air disasters, the jitters that some travelers may be feeling about traveling. Do you think this is undermining traveler confidence? What do you think people need to think about?
You know, Delta did mention, and American as well, when they issued their guidance a couple of weeks ago, that those incidents in DC and Toronto had affected confidence and that they were seeing less demand, not only because of the economic uncertainty, but because of those high profile incidents. I do want to emphasize and echo what Captain Ross said earlier, that airline travel is the safest form of transportation that exists, and you are safe on a plane. If you look at the statistics, January of this year was actually a record low for the number of accidents in this country, and February wasn't that far behind. It really is a safe way to get to where you want to be. Even if you do see these high profile incidents, it is a very safe way to travel.
All right, Julian, don't go away. We have lots more to talk to you about, including some of the best and most popular destinations this spring and summer. We'll be right back with all your travel fantasies. Welcome back to Fox 11 News In Depth. We're back with Points Path founder and CEO Julian Kiel. And Julian, what does the travel landscape look like right now?
You know, people are looking to book those summer trips if they haven't already. And we at Points Path, we aggregate our users' searches so that we know where they're looking. As you might expect, those domestic vacation spots are popular. We're seeing places like Miami, Las Vegas, Orlando, even Honolulu in our top 10 most searched domestic destinations. And that's, of course, behind the usual big cities, the New Yorks, the Los Angeleses, the San Franciscos. People always want to go to the big cities. But when we're talking about domestic vacations, it's those warm weather spots, those beach spots. That's where people really want to go. And of course, don't forget Disney World in Orlando.
And that said, are people going big or are they staying home?
You know, we mentioned that we are seeing some softening in travel demand, but the one area that has not affected is international travel. Ever since the pandemic, people have had a desire to go overseas to visit other countries. And so on our list as the top destinations, London, Paris are very common and very big popular destinations, but also places like Athens, people looking for a Greek vacation, Barcelona, those beaches in Spain, and Tokyo. Yes, it's a long way even from the West Coast, but it is a terrific city to visit. So much to do, so many great sites. And so people are looking for those long haul destinations, and that's also where airlines like Delta and United are well positioned to take advantage of demand.
But not just flights. I mean, what about cruises and road trips? What are people doing with that?
Yeah, people always, road trips and people getting into their cars and going somewhere is always more popular than flying. There are always many, many millions more people who are looking to take a drive and looking to just drive to where they want to go. Airlines get a lot of the attention in the media because, you know, it's a big, exciting way to travel, but there is nothing that really beats getting into the car and going to where you want to go, taking a road trip. It's not yet clear what's going to happen to gas prices this summer. Again, with the economic uncertainty out there, it's unclear whether we'll see that softening demand mean prices go lower when it comes to gas. So you're going to need to keep an eye on that and see if it makes sense. But by all means, yes, people who are ready to get in their car and go somewhere, you're definitely going to take a look at doing that this summer.
You know, talking about road trips, I remember that little chorus of voices in the back seat going, "Dad, are we there yet?" You know, I'm sure there's going to be more of that this year, but it seems like more people are traveling than ever. Are we still in this sort of post-COVID boom?
Absolutely. You know, I've been saying that we're maybe seeing a little bit of softening demand, but that is coming off of a huge increase since the end of pandemic, especially when it comes to premium travel. One of the big things that people have sort of become accustomed to and eager to do is to pay a little bit more to be treated better. So we're talking about airport lounges. We're talking about business and first class seats. And airlines who are catering to that are seeing real success. I think that is going to continue even depending, no matter what happens here with demand in the summer and into the fall, we are going to continue to see that desire for premium cabins and premium travel. And the airlines who reported their results and projections in the last few weeks agree with that. They say they are continuing to expect demand in those areas of travel.
What are your best tips for travelers right now?
You know, it always makes sense, first of all, to try and plan ahead if you can. That's how you're going to get the best deal. As I said, especially given the flexibility of airline tickets now, it is wise to go ahead and get something on the books, get something booked, but then keep searching, use the technology out there to find a better deal potentially, and be flexible about everything. not just when you go, the time of day, not even just are you going to make a connection or not, but even where you're going to go. One of the things I love about Google Flights, you can type in where you're going from, where you're leaving from your origin, and then say for a destination, a state or a country or a region. And Google will show you all the best deals to that area, whether it be Europe or Arizona, whatever it might be. And you can just let the price determine where you're going to go and have a new adventure.
So what's on the horizon for summer? And should people be booking now for summer?
People should absolutely be booking now for summer, again, especially since you have the flexibility to change your ticket. But the fact is that the closer we get to summer, the more prices are going to go up. If you're waiting till May to book a trip for June, you're going to be paying a higher price. You're going to want to go ahead and get that locked in now. Later in the summer, maybe you can wait a little bit. You can wait until, you know, April, maybe into May if you're going to be traveling in August. But I would get something locked in, at least the basics, if you will. You don't have to have the entire trip planned out. You don't need to have every experience booked. You don't need to have even maybe your hotel set. There's always, you know, hundreds of hotels if you're going to a major city around the world. But I would certainly start to get the outlines of your trip booked, try and get some dates locked in so that you know what you have in front of you and then can build it from there.
Julian, you want to put a website out there for everybody?
Absolutely. PointsPath.com. That's where you can get our free browser extension that adds the points to the cash prices in Google Flights, tells you which is the better deal. Like I said, it's free, so definitely give it a try.
All right, Julian Kiel, thanks for joining us, and we'll be back with more Fox 11 News In Depth right after this break. Don't go away. And finally, if you want to hear an audio version of this program, check out my podcast. It's called What the Hell? And it's available wherever you subscribe to podcasts or just go to whatthehellpodcast.com. That's it for this week's Fox 11 News In Depth. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.